I would like to discuss with you a few short ideas, maybe more on the tzad of agada than on halacha for today. Let's discuss the halacha. Is a person allowed to dance during this, listening to music, and then let's just talk even about dancing without music, to sing and to dance during the 3 weeks. Where would you have a situation where a person would want to have like a very simple rikud? Okay, very good. A siyum, very good. Excellent. A siyum, very good. And a sheva brachas. A sheva brachas. Or even a wedding. Now, Ashkenazim do not get married during the 3 weeks. Okay, but Sfardim do. Sfardim are allowed to get married during from Tumah, and I say 3 weeks, I mean between Shavuos B'Tammuz and Rosh Chodesh Av. The only question is, if you get married, a person does get married during the 3 weeks between this period, are you allowed to have music? Well, that's one issue. And even if you're not going to have music, are you allowed to have rikudim, dancing during the 3 weeks? So this is not so simple. If you are allowed to, getting married may be permitted, because getting married is a mitzvah. Lasheves loy tohu baraha lasheves yatzar. Hashem did not create the world that it should be desolate. Hashem created the world that it should be populated. There's a mitzvah of peru urvu, peri urviya. So basically, coming to get married, there are many, many leniencies. Even Ashkenazim, if a person is a little bit older, it would be perfectly permitted to get married during the 3 weeks. Every moment counts. That's what Chazal say. What? So now the question is, okay, very nice, he got married. But just because he got married, does that open up a permissibility for there to be music and for there to be dancing? Now, where would this question be very, very practical today? And that is, there are weddings. People get married before Shavuos B'Tammuz. Okay, today it's probably still within Sheva Brachos for many people, right? So someone could have gotten married on Thursday. I have no doubt in my mind there were weddings on Thursday. That means today people are still enjoying their Sheva Brachos. Someone got married on Thursday, so let's assume they got married Wednesday night because it's a very long day. Probably they got married before Shkia. So that means the last day of Sheva Brachos is today. Today is the last day of Sheva Brachos for those who got married on Thursday before sunset. Thursday before sunset is Wednesday. That means they have until the end of Tuesday. They have tonight until Shkia. So let's say for lunch, I'm all going to invite you to someone's Sheva Brachos. Are we allowed to have music? Are we allowed to get up? And if you're not going to have music, at least have a little rikud to dance together.
Simcha.
What? Simcha dancing. Simcha dancing during. So this is What? Acapella? No, that's singing. So the truth is, it's a very big machlokes ha'poskim. What to do? Halacha l'maisa, it's permitted. Believe it or not, it's permitted. Even music, it appears, is permitted. For whatever reason, people are not going to have music. You're not going to find people today having music, for whatever the reason is. But dancing, probably you will find people today who have a Sheva Brachos now during the 3 weeks that will permit dancing. What about what music people make? We all know, you've all gone to some very elaborate Sheva Brachos where they have music. And we want to put on a tape recorder. You want to put on some background music to create a certain atmosphere, a certain environment, ambiance. So that technically would be permitted. What is the reason why? So the answer is a very simple halacha. It's a very simple makar, which just struck me. It resonates with me. A chasan is given the Gemara if you discover on the chasan a rash in the time Shabbos Hamidash Kayam, and he is suspected of having tsaras. Tsaras is lethal. Are you mechuyev to bring him to the Kohen, to show him, bring him to the Kohen, and have him look on his nega? And the answer is no. The halach is, you give a chasan the shivas Yimei Hamishte. It's a Gemara, it's a topic of them. There are sources for this, I do not know what they are, but the Simcha of Chosin and Kala, once it goes into effect, it is triggered, it suspends all other forms of conduct. Ad kidei kach, that if a person has potential to have a nega tsaras, which is very serious, badod, he has to be quarantined and isolated and sent out from the most severe of all the people who are atame, chutz legimul machanois, suspended. You're a chasan, you're given the shivas yimei hamishte, you're not going to be taken to the kohen to have you examined. So the same principle is used lahalacha to apply that if a person gets married beheter, there's absolutely no issue of getting married the day before Shavuos Batamos. No one will say you can't get married. Under mechuyev to think, oh, but my shivas yimei hamishte is going to span into the Bein HaMetzarim. No one in the Paiskim will say, yeah, that is something that you have to take into consideration.
My friend said he had a bench that said on it, the date on it was Shavuos Batamos. Of course, he was at a wedding
night. The night. That's also permitted. Right, that's a discussion. So you get married, you probably get married on the night of Shavuos. Mm-hmm. This year wasn't no given because it was Shabbos.
What about this year, Saturday night?
No, definitely not, because that's already, the Shavuos Batamos begins for sure on the day of the 17th. For sure. So once you get to Mitzvah Shabbos, you now, even though the fast does not begin until Sunday morning, you're already within the Bein HaMetzarim. Just that we did not yet fast, so we're going to fast on Sunday, but you're already fully, you're either fully in that Zman. This year is an exception. But in a regular year, there's a dilemma. This is a big machlokes. When does this 3 weeks begin on during the day with Alayis HaShachar, or does it begin the night before? The night before you let to take a shave. Those people who do not shave during Ashkenazim, who do not shave during the 3 weeks, are they allowed to shave the night of Shavuos Batamos? And by extension, Rabbi Yehoshua says, are you allowed to get married? Are you allowed to have a wedding where the wedding begins after Shkia on Shavuos Batamos? So this is the Machlokes HaPoskim. Some say yes, some say not. And many people are Mekel. You can even get married the night of Shkia, because the Shavuos Batamos first begins in the morning. Now, going back to our issue, but there's one thing is for sure, and there is no one that disagrees with this, is that you're allowed lechatil to get married on the 16th day of Tammuz. Should a person say, but wait a minute, I should make a calculation. When a person gets married, that triggers a din de'oraisa, according to many, of shivas yimei hamishta. There are 7 days of celebration where a chosin has to conduct himself in a certain way. And by shivas yimei hamishta are going to conflict with the Bein HaMetzarim. Are you obligated to take that into consideration? The answer is no, you're not. You're not obligated. And once already you're not obligated, it becomes so powerful that since I got married before Shavuos Batamos, and now the shivas yimei hamishta has begun, and the person is in the category of a chosin, and a chosin, if he sees upon his flesh a nega, the nega, you don't show it to the kohen, you let him go. So too, the yimei avelos of Shavuos Batamos of the 3 weeks, don't even touch him. He's basically immune to this, and he can have at his sheva brachos, according to halacha, music and dancing. And once he is a chasan, anyone that joins his simcha enters into his world can also participate in these matters. So the truth is, Mikra Adin, you're allowed to have music today. Anyone today going to Shev Brachos, you're allowed to have music. And you're allowed to have dancing. It's permitted. It's permitted. People, for some reason, don't do it. Why don't they do it? I don't know. They don't do it. They're machmir. They're not going to have live music. But l'chara, they'll have a little dancing. That's not so terrible. You have a little dancing. Because it's chosan, you do not show a chosan, the nega, to the kohen. What? You can add, because the chosan, once it begins. Okay, now let me tell you over here. Let's talk about something very quick. I want to tell you two, three things. I'll give you a gada. Okay, this is an interesting question. There's the Chazal tell us that there's a parallel between the 21 days. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem always gives us equal time. Meaning, in this case, there are 21 days in the 3 weeks between Shavuos Batamos and Tisha B'Av. Chazal say these days, these 3 weeks, which is 21, 7 times 3 is 21, correspond to the 21 days from Rosh Hashanah, the Yerach HaEsanim, the month of the mighty, which refers to the Avos, the from Rosh Hashanah until Shemini Atzeres. When is Shemini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael biblical? The 21st day of Tishrei. So how many days are there from the beginning of Shmini Atzeres? No, in Chutz Li'aretz. In Chutz Li'aretz, it's 22 days.
No, Simchas Torah. What? 23rd day. Shmini Atzeres is 22nd day all world.
Let's figure this out. The 10th day, the Pesach is 15th. So 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry, you are correct. 22 days. You're right, 22 days. It's 22 days. And how many days? Right, the Shmini Atzeres. Fine, sorry. I meant including Shmini Atzeres. So fine. So Rosh Hashanah is also a different holiday. Yom Kippur is also a different holiday. The 22 days of Sukkos, of Chodesh Tishrei, are holy days. The first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. The second day is also Rosh Hashanah. Then we go through the Atzeres Yimei Teshuvah. And then we come to Yom Kippur on day 10. Then we have 4 days in between. And then we start Sukkos. For how many days? 8 days. 7 days of Sukkot, 1 day of Shmini Atzeres. Correct? Is that correct? So, you have 21 days when you are focusing, you are preoccupied with the Ribbono Shel Olam. No?
Shmini Atzeres is the 22nd day.
Right. So let's hold off. Let's keep that thought for holding one moment. Keep that thought in mind for one moment. There are 22 days in Chodesh Tishrei where you are immersed in matters of spirituality. Correct? 22 days. When Rosh Hashanah begins, it's one long stretch of holiness. Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, Yom Kippur. 4 days in between you prepare for Sukkot, and then Shmini Atzeres. Those are happy days, are they not? Those are happy days. Ben HaMetzarim are sad days. How many days are there in the Ben HaMetzarim? Also really 22. Think about it. How do you get 22 days? Because we start off with, let's calculate, I guess this is a little confusing. We calculate with Shavuos V'Tammuz is day 17. And like let's how many? It's exactly 22 days from Shavuos B'Tammuz until Tisha B'Av is also exactly 22 days when we include the loose ends. Correct?
Yes.
Now the problem though is there are many ways to look at this. We have 22 days of joy, but our simcha is really for us 23 days. Why 23 days? Because we in Chutz Li'aretz have one more day. So let me just take a step back. Chazal tell us these 22. I want to tell you another verse. Let's leave with this. These 22 days correspond one to the other. The 21
days. It's the week in Talmud, unless it changes from year to year, it's 28 days.
Tell me your calculation. Shavuos V'Tammuz.
I'm wrong, 29
days. Okay, 22 days. Chazal tell us that it's not a coincidence that there are 22 days of mourning corresponding to the 22 days of being close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's Zeh. L'umas zeh. Now, what is important? What is important for this to what we gain out of this? It's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu matches our pain with our joy. We have a lot of pain. We're supposed to have pain during these days. The more pain we give ourselves, the more joy we could expect to receive from Hashem in the 22 days that are coming upon us not so far away. Many people, when it comes to 3 weeks, they say to themselves, you know what? Let me go to sleep and wake me up when it's all over. Right? Isn't that the attitude most of us have? Oh no, the 3 weeks? You know, let me just immerse myself in my work. Let me go and just get very busy during this time of the year and let me forget about it. Let me not focus because I can deal with this type of stuff and forget about it. You know, I'm not from those guys who say tikkun chatzos, who are going to wake up 12 o'clock at night and say tikkun chatzos on the floor. I'm not from that chevra. I'm not from the chevra that's going to go sit a whole day on Tisha B'Av on a program and go listen to someone darshan. I'm not from that category. But let me just go to get this over with. A.S., this is not my strong point in life, the 3 weeks. Okay, that's how I feel. Like, leave me alone, okay? Leave me alone. Let's just get over with. Then when it comes Rosh Hashanah, and it comes Yom Kippur, and it comes Sukkot, family is coming. Good food. You know, a nice davening. I want to have a good experience, a good religious experience. And I need you, Hashem, I need you to help me out. I need you to turn the right buttons, to turn the volume up the right way, that it should be a meaningful experience. So the answer is, if you don't invest in me, don't expect me to invest in you. Okay, it's a very simple vart. Is these 21 days that we're going through right now is basically an investment for the coming Rosh Hashanah, the coming Yom Kippur, the coming Sukkot, and the coming Shmini Atzeres. The more meaningful you make these days now, the more you reflect upon the pain of Hashem, upon our pain, what's lacking, the more you could expect to have a beautiful Yom Tov. How many times have I spoken to people? Have you all spoken to people who go away for Yom Tov? And they come back, and I say, how was your Yom Tov? And they're smiling from ear to ear. And they say, I really had a beautiful Yom Tov. I went to my children, I went to Eretz Yisrael, and I saw things I never saw. I had a very unusual, uplifting experience on Yom Tov. It was just, we've all seen this. Forget about ourselves, forget about yourself. Talk to your friends. You've all had an experience much easier to see by someone else than it is to see by yourself. I went to my children. It was really refreshing what I saw. I gained a lot of inspiration. You, very rarely are you going to see someone at the end of the summer and they're going to say, how was your summer? Oh, my summer, they'll smile from ear to ear. Oh, the 3 weeks? Wow. It was so inspiring. On Shavasa B'Tamuz, I was listening the whole day to Shiurim. And on Tisha B'Av, the whole 3 weeks, I went Tikkun Chatzos. And you should see my Tisha B'Av. Wow. What a Tisha B'Av. I was crying. The most shlish, the whole Tisha B'Av. I've never, ever heard a person tell me, when I asked them, how was your summer? They'll give me a response anywhere, even a fraction of what I've heard people tell me how their Yom Tov went. But Rabbi Yisai, Chazal tell us, it's Zeh L'umas Zeh. There are 22 days of Avelus between Shavasa B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av. There are 22 days of Kirvas Elokim between Rosh Hashanah and Shmini Atzeres. The two are related. The more of an investment you make in these 22 days, the more you could expect to reap the benefits in the Yerach Hoisanim on Tishrei. So every time you have a Nisoyon, should I not, you say to yourself, it's an investment. I really would turn the other way. I would say, I'm not interested in these 3 weeks. It's very hard. It's very boring. It's not my cup of tea. I'm not going to exert myself to try to make anything meaningful out of it. But you got to trust Hashem. You got to put faith in Hashem. Every bit of investment you make during these 3 weeks, that it should be more meaningful, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Neman. He never bounced a check. Never. In almost 6,000 years, never bounced a check. His word is always good. He will pay you back interest on your investment. That, to me, is very refreshing. It's a very... I'll make an investment. I'm not the type of guy that's so makbir on anything, but, you know, maybe it's kedai to have some faith in the Almighty. He will give you back. He'll give you back in ways that you wouldn't even imagine. And when you want to, when you stop him, if you want to go weiter, you want to take this idea to an extreme, and the Mefarshim do, is it's not just 21 for 21. Examine the first day, Shavasa B'Tamuz corresponds to, refers to Rosh Hashanah. The day after refers to the second day Rosh Hashanah. The third day, today, Tzom Gedalia. Rabbi said, what kind of Tzom Gedalia do you want to have? A boring, I can't wait until the fast is over? Today is the day to invest in Tzom Gedalia. Can you imagine that? Okay, today, whatever's going to happen today, write down a diary of what you did today. Whatever you do today is going to come back either to haunt you or it's going to come back to reward you on Tzom Gedalia. And go through the days. Tisha B'Av is going to be your Yom Kippur. Sometimes you have a Yom Kippur, it was a horror. And sometimes Yom Kippur, you know, I gained something very meaningful in Yom Kippur. Every person has, I don't have to tell you, you know better than me. The way you treat Yom Kippur, that means Tisha B'Av, that's what you'll get back. And if maybe this year you can't see it, so Hashem doesn't always pay on time. Hashem doesn't always pay on time. Sometimes Hashem will pay you back 2 years, Yom Kippur. 3 years, Yom Kippur. 4 years, Yom Kippur. It's an investment. But one thing is for sure. He'll pay you back with interest. That's for sure. That's a guarantee. So you want to go weiter. You want to... It's that. Now, I told you one way of connecting the dots. Some tell you it's just the opposite. Who told you to go forward in time? Go backwards in time. Shavasa B'Tamuz corresponds to Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av corresponds to Shavasa B'Tamuz. The ways to work backwards in time, you know, the different mahalchim, the different dimensions of connecting the dots.
Well, you're going to say that how you did Yom Kippur will affect how you did Shavasa.
Right. No. I mean, you're saying very well. You're saying something very profound. It's true. There are many elements. There are many. Nothing is simple. There are many dimensions. Eilu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. But at least we take an appreciation of the principle is that there is a relationship between the two. May you all have a wonderful day.